Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. I feel like you can never get enough information about pet insurance, whether it be from vet to vet or even to our pet parents and educating them a little bit more. And so we're going to chat a lot about that with the Chief Medical Officer at Policy Advisor, Dr. Ricky Walther in the house. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, listen, we can never get enough information about this. It's one of these things that we can, if we could, you know, tell every pet parent in the universe to have, it would be this. So, you know, I'm glad that we're able to shed some light to the listeners about this. So a little bit of information about our wonderful colleague, Dr. Ricky. He is the Chief Medical Officer at Policy Advisor, the leading pet insurance marketplace and comparison tool recommended by the American Animal Hospital Association, realizing the positive impact that pet insurance can provide for pet parents and the profession. He helps ensure that Policy Advisor is aligned with the veterinary community, which is great because we always need some great resources out there, and which we're going to chat about in a moment. But let's kind of back up a little bit and let's talk about some of the trends that we're seeing. I feel like, you know, the pandemic has really kind of changed the landscape in which we perceive and value our pets, I think for the better. So what are some of the recent trends that you're seeing in the pet insurance space?
Yeah, so I think that's a great starting question. So as far as what we're seeing a couple different things. Pet ownership is at an all-time high, or at least definitely was during the pandemic. And we're seeing, because people spend so much time with their pets at home, that bond is closer than ever. And we're seeing more and more people show up in the veterinary clinic really talking about their pets like they're part of the family, and they want the absolute best care. And so when we talk about the pet insurance space, what we're seeing is that there's more of a rise of people coming already knowing that pet insurance exists and asking about it. And really, I think the bigger, more broad question is asking how they pay for their pet financially. I think people are coming more prepared with that conversation, and more veterinary teams are having to bring it up even more than ever, just due to some of these things we've seen with inflation and otherwise. And so because of those changes, we're seeing a lot more questions around pet insurance. What is pet insurance? What does it cover? How do I pick which one is best for me? And that's just getting even more complicated as more and more providers enter the space. I actually just got a notification this morning that I think a new pet insurance company started. And so it's just a constant increase in the number of providers that are out there, and increasing confusion and really trying to figure out what is the best fit, but knowing that trying to prepare financially is really important for owners.
Yeah, it really is. And I was just talking to someone literally this morning, just a friend, and she actually asked me, she's like, I didn't know that there's pet insurance out there. And I was like, what rock have you been on? Not on, you know, like how? But it really made me realize that, wow, we really need to kind of do better and educate everyone that, one, that it exists. And then also, to your point, a lot of the pet parents are saying, I'm so confused with so many, like you're talking about, the ones that are out there. So, you know, with all these trends that you're seeing, what impact has this growth had on the industry, veterinarians, and the consumers?
Yeah, so I think, the point of, I didn't know there was pet insurance, I actually hear that all the time, especially when I tell people what I do and who I work for. And I think part of, so we should clarify and caveat too, that we're really only at about 3% of the population in the U.S. that has pet insurance, which means that there's so many people who have probably never heard of it or don't know exactly what to pick and therefore haven't yet. And so we definitely have some big hurdles to overcome. The impact and these changes, right, more providers, increased confusion, more people asking questions about it, means that we're seeing this become front of mind at the veterinary teams. You know, our CSRs and our veterinary nurses and our technicians, doctors, everyone's getting questions. So what we're seeing is that we're now having to know more about pet insurance than we've ever had to before. And we're not particularly trained or equipped to be able to pick the, like, help an owner make the decision on their policy. So what we're finding is that, you know, more clinics are really looking for resources to help owners make that decision, because as you and I know, we only have, you know, 10, 15 minutes to talk about a huge list of things in the exam room and while they're at an appointment. and pet insurance can't take up that whole conversation. So they, we need to be able to recommend it or recommend that people look into it, but also be able to provide them with resources on how to do that better. We actually just did a study with the American Animal Hospital Association and surveyed veterinary teams. One of the things that I think is a really interesting trend in the industry is, you know, if you talk to veterinarians a decade ago, the number of veterinarians that felt like pet insurance was useful was a lot lower. We're now in this most recent data that we did within the past year, it showed that over 92% of the close to 500 vet professionals that we talked to actually agree that pet insurance leads to better care. So what we're seeing is there's a shift in the profession where more veterinary teams are seeing the benefits of pet insurance and wanting to figure out how to talk about it, which is really positive if we want to see that number of insured pets increase from where it is now.
Yeah, wanting to figure out how to talk about it is more prominent than ever. In fact, just from sitting at the live events for the past few years, the number of attendees sitting in those sessions has substantially increased, which just from a subjective point of view, when I'm seeing that, I was like, okay, you know, that it's definitely piquing the interest of our colleagues to learning more and how they can better educate, how they can deliver effective sound bites to your point, and maybe 5-10 minutes to kind of talk about it in such limited time that they have with the physical exam. And the other thing that we were talking about were some misconceptions that are out there about pet insurance. So what are some of those common misconceptions that you're seeing about pet insurance?
Yeah, so I think we are doing ourselves a disservice if we don't dispel the first biggest one, which is pre-existing conditions and how those fit in. So I think that's the first thing that when pet owners start looking into pet insurance, is the biggest misconception. It's thinking that pet insurance is going to be a full coverage similar to the way that human health insurance works. And so what we have to caveat with whenever we mention pet insurance is that any condition that's been diagnosed in the past or has been noted in medical records prior isn't going to be covered moving forward by pretty much all of the insurance companies. Now, there's some caveats and differences on waiting periods and lots of complicated details in that. But for the most part, owners should look at pet insurance as a way to insure for future new conditions and new accidents or illnesses that come up in the future. So that's the biggest misconception. There's plenty of other financial resources out there to help pay for things that are continued care from previous, but that the very common use case where an owner comes in and says, okay, I need to have my dog needs a CCL repair and a knee surgery in a couple, like in a week from now, I can go home and get pet insurance. That's going to cover it, right? The answer to that is almost always no. And so I think that's the biggest misconception. The second one that I think is less talked about, but is just as important, is that pet insurance policies change price over time. Owners are often really caught off guard by this because it's not always super transparent up front that premiums will change over the lifetime of a pet. And so I think it's important for veterinary teams to at least mention that concept and to talk to look at different insurance options and understand that they need to be able to budget for keeping that policy over time. We all know insurance does the best for us when we keep it over the lifetime of the pet because of the fact that we don't know when things are going to come up. And so we really put an emphasis on that around what that cost is going to look like over time. And we obviously don't know exact details, but if we can prepare for the types of increases that occur, it helps owners pick a policy that they'll be able to afford 2 years from now so that they can see those benefits from insurance.
Yeah, it's a good point. I totally forgot about that, actually, because, you know, having pet insurance myself, I kind of miss those emails that come through that I'd be like, oh, the premium's going up a little bit, you know, because you're just like, you know, forget about it or whatever. But that is a good point to consider. I got to add that to my list, actually. So it's good. And, you know, and we really do talk a lot about steering pet parents into, you know, pet insurance, into getting it. So, you know, we kind of know the reason why, number one, for financial security too, but are there any other reasons why it's important to steer pet parent owners to consider pet insurance?
Yeah, so I think this is a great question because one of the things that we're seeing in veterinary medicine in general is this is, you know, increased stress and anxiety of owners due to finances, right? So people are coming in more aware of the money that's in their pocket, given the way that the world has been recently. And the veterinary prices are increasing kind of with that inflation, and medical inflation is even higher than standard. And so because of those things that we're seeing, where owners are coming asking for these financial solutions. And so as veterinary team members, right, like we ultimately want what's best for the pet. And so helping owners financially prepare allows us to do our part in making sure that pet gets care that they need in the future. So I think having these conversations in puppy visits, in annual wellness visits for young, healthy pets are extremely important so that people hear it multiple times. A couple other reasons why I recommend that veterinarians have and veterinary teams have something prepared to say about insurance is because when AVMA did their study on pet insurance a couple of years ago, they found that 65% of pet owners who purchased insurance did so because the vet recommended it. And so that just goes to show you that for consumers, they want us to tell them whether or not we think it's a good idea. And so we need to have something prepared when they ask. The other thing, when we surveyed veterinary professionals with AHA in our more recent survey, we found that 89% of veterinary professionals felt that it reduced stress and anxiety for clients. So not just financially, but that stress that they're under when they entered the veterinary clinic setting. If they had insurance, the veterinary teams perceived them as less stressed and less anxious, which I think is really important. And we all know that when we're in those situations and we're dealing with owners that have a plan for how to pay for their pet's healthcare, we're able to take a lot less of that burden off of, or a lot more of the burden off of us, right? Like it's very taxing for the veterinary team to know there's care available and struggle to find ways to finance that care. And with all of the trends we're seeing in veterinary medicine, with compassion fatigue, burnout, some of the mental health crisis that's occurring, all of these things, finances play a direct tie into. And so talking about insurance can help to create a culture of practice where owners are more aware that pet care costs money over time and have at least thought about solutions on how to pay for it. I'm in no means saying that pet insurance is the only or the absolute option for every owner when it comes to financial decisions, but it's a tool in the tool belt to be able to pay for their pet's care over the lifetime of their pet.
Yeah, it's a great tool in the tool belt for sure. And it's one of those things where sometimes pet parents need to hear this, not just once, not even twice, maybe three times, from different team members within the hospital. Maybe it's the CSR for the first time and the technician or the veterinarian and the veterinarian doing it again. So I'm curious to get your thoughts on some of the best practices for educating clients about pet insurance. I mean, should they just streamline and say, here, just pick this one pet insurance? Should we provide them some options? What are you hearing that works best?
Yeah, so this is that's a perfect question. And I think that's a huge part of my role as policy advisor, right, is how can we help teach veterinary teams how to have this conversation effectively? The first thing that I tell every practice owner, all veterinarians, and any veterinary team member who wants to talk about pet insurance in their hospital is that it has to be a team effort. So just like you said, it can't just be one person talking about the importance of pet insurance within the hospital. They need to hear it at multiple places, and they need to hear that the entire veterinary team sees value in it. That's really important for consumers. We all know that they're not just going to want the doctor's opinion. They're going to want to hear what the nurse has to say about it. They're also going to want to know what the people that are managing the bills at the front of the hospital have to say and what stories do they have that can help support it. So my number one piece of advice is to have a strategy for the entire team to use. To get to your second piece on should we pick one company or one policy that we like and talk about it, my recommendation is no. And the biggest reason behind that is because there isn't a one-size-fits-all pet insurance policy that works for every single pet. And every owner is looking for something different out of insurance. Some may want a higher deductible. Some may need to have a lower deductible because of the way their financial situation is. And certain companies play better to certain strengths on and providers based on those details. So what we recommend is that veterinary teams, because we're not experts in insurance and we're not licensed in order to help them pick a particular policy to provide protection for us legally and from backlash from consumers who are upset that something didn't go the way they were expecting with insurance, we recommend that they do use a marketplace that talks about multiple pet insurance options. But I do highly recommend that we recommend a marketplace solution like that that's providing a lot of upfront education. Because these resources are super complex, we want to make sure that that's something that we're directing them to resources that put a lot of detail in front of them. And that's something we really pride ourselves at Policy Advisor, because we do give detailed descriptions on what is and is not covered, different disease processes. We pull the fine print out of policies and put that at the front of owners' minds so that they can really understand what it is they're signing up for. The other reason why I really think I've seen huge value is in my own small animal patients, when I would talk to people and they'd go to Policy Advisor's website, pick a pet insurance plan. When they came back to me, what I found is that they actually understood what it didn't cover. Like I no longer had to be the expert on what is this going to work in this situation. And instead they felt empowered because they had those details to make the decision to start with.
That's great. Cause you know, you and I know certain hospitals have wellness plans that are out there. So maybe certain pet parents may not need to look into the wellness coverage of certain, you know, pet insurance plans out there. And again, to your point, when I talk to clients about it, whether it be in the exam room or virtually or through TikTok, I do recommend Policy Advisor because it is this partisan kind of a solution that can educate clients and look at things in a more granular way that can be beyond the 20 to 30 minute appointment. And then just like we were just talking about earlier, maybe they may not hear kind of comply right away, but they've heard it. They come back for the next appointment. They may follow up with it. And just like you mentioned, they feel empowered to now finally make a decision that's best for them.
Yeah, exactly. And I think one thing that I also like to mention is, right, we on our site, even if the providers aren't directly in our search flow, we also have reviews on other providers that are out there so that owners can kind of find information from lots of different places. The other thing we do is we provide a lot of articles that I think are really useful for veterinary teams in connecting medical disease process and where insurance comes into play. And so that on our blog, there's articles on, you know, like, what do I do when my dog has an ear infection? And how does insurance play its role in there? And where are those pieces? And I think one of the things that, and I'm sure you've had examples of this too, but owners ask, right? Like, okay, well, how, like when I mentioned pet insurance, their first reaction is, well, what is it? How does it work? Right? And so if you can provide details quickly on like just little clinical case examples of, if this puppy ends up with allergy and you had insurance ahead of time, it'll cover the treatment for those things in most cases. Like even just basic details like that, that can help to get an owner to not just decide that insurance is important, but actually have a use in their mind for in the future what it could relate to, can be really helpful in having that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's fantastic. It's such a great tool now to have more in our toolbox and whatnot to learn more about it. And where can our listeners learn more about Policy Advisor?
Yeah. So I always tell owners, I love to make this little mention, is to go to policy.com, P-A-W, like a dog's paw. It's a really easy way to remember it. And you guys can go through our search flow, see how we compare different providers. What you'll find is that we provide recommended policies based on a lot of different criteria, state, breed, what kind of deductibles and all those things. And if you play around with those features, you'll see that the recommended policies change based on all of those criteria. That's really important because, again, it really drives home that fact that there is no one size fits all approach to pet insurance. And as a veterinarian, what I really like about a site like this is that it helps take some of that liability and kind of risk of concern off of, you know, just because I've had good experiences with one provider doesn't mean that pet owner is going to have a good experience. And so what we find is that when they're given options to compare and contrast different things that are out there for different price points and all of those different pieces, they feel more confident in that decision. They're more likely to keep that policy over time. And it makes it easier for us because then it's not me that told them to pick a particular policy, because at the end of the day, as a veterinarian, I'm, you know, trained in medical diseases, diagnosis, treatment, and all those pieces, not necessarily on the details of every insurance policy. And they change so frequently, if we could never keep up.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. And You know, another interesting fact to the listeners, and I don't know if you know this, Ricky, is that on TikTok, because that's my home, is that from a content perspective on Pet Parent, I don't know if you know this, but pet insurance is the top five most searched search engine within pet health, which I find so interesting. It's right up there with vomiting and GI disease is pet insurance. So, and again, that's why I wanted to have you on the show and to really amplify this message about pet insurance, both to our colleagues and to pet parents that are tuning in, because we can't say enough wonderful things about having it. And the more you hear it again, just like our clients, the more empowered and more educated we feel about it.
Yeah, definitely. No, I didn't know that it was right up there, but it doesn't surprise me at all, just because, you know, with how pet owners are looking at their pets as family members, right? The first instinct is let's figure out how we protect them.
Absolutely. Dr. Ricky Walther, thank you so much for joining us. Before I let you go, I always like to figure out, because I love TV and I love good shows to watch, so I like to get an idea of what my colleagues are binge watching or recommending. Do you have any show recommendations for me and our listeners? What are you watching right now?
Such a great question. I would say that definitely currently rewatching all of Breaking Bad. So that's what I'm kind of dove into now. So not a new show recommendation, but one that I've always loved and really excited to rewatch.
Yeah, good one. Good one. I recommend American Horror Story. So just to give you an idea of where my mind's at. So, well, that's Dr. Awesome. Ricky Walther and Policy Advisor, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was great to chat, and I'm always happy to talk about it, pet insurance, and elevate the conversation.
Our pleasure. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to rate this awesome podcast. It always helps us out. And we will see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.